then again. Why do you say that's a moral commandment? Because you just think James Randall's wrong?
I don't think it's silly because I don't think it's the judges.
You don't? What does it say? What does it say? I don't remember.
Unto any God, save unto the Lord only, he should be able to destroy.
Now ask her a question.
Who's going to destroy?
Yeah, ask her a question. What'd she say, a blue jay?
No,
oh. It's a civil commandment. Tell us what to do with somebody who breaks a moral commandment. All right, Rebecca. Chapter 23, 14 and 15.
Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I command thee, in the time appointed of the month of these. For in it that thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me.
What kind of law is that?
Ceremonial.
You asking or telling?
Telling.
You're telling? It didn't sound like telling. It sounded like a question.
Ceremonial.
Marlene, you agree with that? Now, you know that Rebecca missed last class. What?
Yeah.
Did you say yes? Why do you say that? You don't know. I'm heartbroken. Kathy Bartow, tell Marlena why she said yes.
She knows it's ceremonial.
Because you know it's ceremonial. Stand up for yourself. Why is it ceremonial, Kathy Bartow? Tell Marlena why she's wrong, if she is. Where are we? We're in Exodus.
It's talk about the unleavened bread next time you're going to be doing this.
Does that make it ceremonious because God's talking about unleavened bread and you're going to be doing something?
That's a feast.
That's a feast. Any of the feast days are ceremonial. Any holy day, anything like that, ceremonial. Any special time that's appointed by God. All right. Good, Marlena. Good girl. All right, Ellen. 25, verse 31 in Exodus.
Shall make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work, shall the candlestick be made.
Shall make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work, shall the candlestick be made. What kind of commandment is that?
Ceremonial.
Has to be. Anything that has to do with the tabernacle is ceremonial. Okay, 27 verse 1, Taylor. What kind of commandment is that?
And thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. Ceremony.
Has to be. Has to do with the building the tabernacle. All right, Betty Lou. 28:36. What kind of law is it?
And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold and engrave upon it like the engravings of a signet holding to the Lord. Ceremonial.
Ceremonial. Has to do with the tabernacle. All right, Tim, the last one. Chapter 30, verse 25.
Thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment and ointment compound after the ark of the
apothecary's art.
It shall be an holy anointing oil.
Holy anointing oil to anoint the priest with.
That's
ceremonial, of course. Has to do with the worship of Israel, the tabernacle. Now we take the next two questions right below there. Darren, you ready? Was the commandment to keep the Sabbath day a ceremonial or a moral law?
A ceremonial.
Leanne, did you hear that?
That's where my finger is. That's what I think, too.
You think ceremonial? Why?
It has to do with keeping a ceremony.
I told you the Sabbath day was never a day of worship. It was a day of rest. Now, didn't I tell you that? Then what does this have to do with worship? Do you feel picked on?
No.
Good. What does this have to do with worship? The Sabbath day. Ellen, do you like to see your mother under such pressure? You do? What do you say, Jim? Help him out.
I think it's moral.
You think it's moral? We got a brave man. Tell Darren why you think it's moral.
Well, God commanded it.
God commanded all these things. So, now your next reason.
Well, I think that because it did command it, it's something that is moral.
Well, he commanded the ceremonial.
It just feels right.
It's just the way it feels, Darren. It just feels moral. What do you say, Leah? Brother Jim and Brother Darren do not have fellowship on this point. And we're trying to fix that. You have got to help them. Is there not a wise man among you, one able to judge among the brethren? Brother Darren, why do you think it was ceremonial?
It's not telling people how to live, how to act, how to treat each other.
Brother Darren says it's a moral commandment because it's not telling people how to treat each other, how to act. Brother Jim says it's a moral commandment because it just feels like one. Now, it's up to you to decide among the brethren. You're going to go with your feelings, or you're going to go with an explanation, or something else? Is it civil?
My first instinct was that it was ceremonial.
Your first instinct was ceremonial. But then you had these feelings.
I really didn't have those feelings.
Oh, you didn't? But you said your first instinct was ceremonial, and then that implies a second instinct. If you speak of a first, there's got to be a second.
I don't have second instincts. I still think it's ceremonial.
So when you started going into the second instinct, you said, no, I don't have second instincts. Yeah. Carol? She's going to go along with her father. You know how prejudiced she is. You're not related to either Darren or Jim. You're free. You're going to go with Jim's feelings?
Yes.
You got a convert, Jim?
I'm starting to change my mind.
Oh. Drag her out into the desert and abandon her. Oh, this is horrible. Poor Carol. You've been led astray. What do you say, Debbie? I don't want to hear from you. I know you. I know what you're going to say. What do you say?
Moral.
You say? I thought she was going to say ceremonial. You said moral? Well, Jim. Maybe you can win Jim over to your cause. Tell Jim why you think it's moral. Win him back to the fold. Help him. Seems more a matter of the heart than a ceremonial thing. So it really wasn't a matter of the heart about offering a sacrifice in the morning. Heart has nothing to do with that, right?
That was something that spelled out. A sacrifice
Well, you know that was ceremonial.
How?
Well, because it was connected to the tabernacle and worship.
Worship.
Mm-hmm. All that was ceremonial.
Feast days weren't a matter of the heart, because that was all spelled out, right? Forget the heart thing. Okay, forget the heart thing. Boy. Jim, you've left the desert.
The first 6 days were all ceremonial.
The first 6 days were all ceremonial? You're talking about the Passover. Well, Passover is definitely ceremonial. Bess, you say moral. Jim, you've won a lot of hearts here, and you're going to leave them? They're all looking to you. What do you say, Josiah? You say moral. Bob?
Moral.
Moral? Lou?
Moral. I would say because it's a matter of choice.
Choice? God said do it. Well, God said make a sacrifice. What if you choose not to? Does that make it moral? Suppose some of them didn't want to rest? Suppose some of them didn't want to sacrifice a lamb? Does that make that moral? Why?
Well, I'm kind of looking at the ties.
Don't get ahead of us. This is bad enough.
Like it was a matter of...
Explain this to her.
It's wrong because it's not any worship. It's not worship.
Is that what she said? Boy, I am surprised. What do you say, Jim? You say moral. Doris? Jim, you going back to the moral? Now you know that God said... You're getting dizzy, Jim. You know the Lord said, do not follow after a multitude to do evil. Yeah. You got to know what you're doing around here. Oh, my. Stacy. You say moral. Why? Because you've heard it so often? Well, why? You got to have a reason. Well, everything with the tabernacle is ceremonial, but I wouldn't say that only everything with the tabernacle. It's like all grass is green, but not all that's green is grass. Sarah?
Moral?
Doris? All of this is part of the law, honey. That's what we're studying. Yeah, ceremony is a ceremony. Now you got something there. Kind of narrowing it right on down there. You say moral. Now, Leanne, I forgot what you said. What'd you say?
Well,
she's starting to get dizzy, Jim.
No, I'm not. No, I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't have anything to do with how you're treating each other.
Well, that's what Darren said.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't even hear him say that. That's what I thought. So I'm doing a process of elimination, I guess.
What do you say, Al?
I'll say moral. Because I think it's continuing.
Ceremonial is continuing. Oh, this is hard. Token.
Ceremonial. I'm short. Final answer.
Why do you think it's ceremonial? Help Darren and this poor lady in the back out. They're desperate. I mean, the crowd's growing. That denomination, that moral denomination is growing.
Because we don't do it anymore except in spirit only, and that's what ceremonial.
You hear that, Al? What do you think? Good argument. What do you think, Rob?
Well, I've been sitting beside her for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, never mind.
So, I'm going with moral.
You're going with moral. What'd you do to him the last 15 minutes?
Because it says in 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
That settles that issue. God said it, so it's got to be moral.
That's immoral.
Well, God gave all the other commandments, and some of them were civil and some of them are ceremonial, so why does the fact that God said it make it moral?
Well, 2012, he said, honor thy father and mother. That's moral.
You never took a logic course in college, did you? Well, how does verse 12?
What's in the same chapter?
This is not working. What do you say, Taylor?
Moral.
Why?
Miss Greer, a token. We do still keep the Sabbath.
Well, she says we still do, but
oh,
in spirit.
I thought she said we did. In spirit. Oh, okay. But you said it's ceremonial?
Yes. Why? Because we keep the Sabbath in spirit. We don't have to.
And Al said that was a good argument.
She's in the lower right quadrant on the board. I don't know if I would have considered the old.
Yeah, you got to consider the Old Testament.
But look, the question says was. It doesn't say is.
Well, that's the question. Was the Old Testament Sabbath a ceremony? That's the issue.
Right, I don't think it was.
You don't think it was? Ceremonial law, anyway. Sister Willie, we don't have but three people in this whole room think it's ceremony unless I'm missing some folks. And I'm intentionally missing some folks because I think they're going to say ceremonial and I don't want to hear it. Of course, three people have already disappointed me that I thought were going to say ceremonial. They said moral. So what do you say?
I'm kind of almost middle of the
road. Oh, you're in civil. That's the middle.
If you don't get it.
That's in the middle of the road.
You don't keep it, you keep it.
I think it's moral because it was given in the same text. It was given, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill.
Same chapter, right, Rob? Okay. I'm going to start calling out my big guns here. I've already asked you, hadn't I? What do you think, Earl? Well, I don't know. I'm afraid to ask.
I ain't going to ask
that. Well, Earl, what do you say? Oh, don't ask me. Oh! See, I'm not a big gun. I'll let Patsy go in front of you. Okay, Patsy, what do you say? How many years has it been since I taught this? What do you say? You say ceremony. You go along with Token and Darren and Leanne. Oh, Jim. Boy, Jim, you got to be dizzy by now.
Can I say why I
Yes, please do.
The way I feel, if you disobey a moral commandment, that's sin. And working on Sabbath isn't sin.
Jim, you'll never be the same.
Sometimes you have to work on the Sabbath. Sometimes you just have to. And isn't that sin? If you break a moral commandment, that's sin.
But it's in the same chapter as thou shalt not steal.
It is, but Jesus did stuff on the Sabbath day. He didn't sin.
Just a few verses down it says honor your father and your mother, and that's moral. Isn't that right, Rob?
Amen.
But Jesus honored his father and mother, and he also did stuff on the Sabbath. And I'm going on with Jesus.
Hey, you're with Jesus and Darren and Leanne and Token.
Exactly.
All right, Barbara.
Well, I think it's moral. But do you? I defer my answer to Mark Hosler.
No. This isn't the Senate House where you yield 30 seconds to the gentleman from North Carolina. I'm not asking Mark, I'm asking you. Good grief. Why do you think that?
I think it's moral because...
She feels it, Jim.
I just don't know how to put it into words.
All right, Wendell.
Go ahead, Wendell.
It's a moral law because the commandment was given just to keep men from abusing.
In other words, the reason for the commandment was to keep men from abusing one another?
Right, keep them from working each other.
Now, Jim, does that swing you back in another direction there? He says commandment to keep people from hurting people.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you vote?
No. I am surprised. Sheila.
Well, I'm real confused. I thought it was moral.
Well, it's in the same chapter. There's a lot of moral commandments.
And that's exactly what I was going to tell you. If you asked me, it was, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and honor thy father and thy mother. And I thought, if that's moral, then keeping the Sabbath is moral.
So that means don't make any graven images is moral.
I really just don't know.
Tell her, Sammy.
I thought it was moral because it didn't pertain to worship. It was giving us a day of rest.
I think I know how to explain how I feel now. I think it's moral because we still need it now physically. We don't only need it now spiritually. We still need it now physically.
That's not the issue. The issue is it still the will of God?
Yes.
You say it is.
Yeah.
To keep the Sabbath day.
Well, it doesn't have to be on Sunday, though.
It never was on Sunday. Sabbath day is Saturday.
It doesn't have to be on the same day every week.
It does if it's got a commandment of God. He decides which day is the Sabbath day. You don't. You can't say, I'm tired of Tuesday. I think this is a Sabbath day. It is necessary to rest. That doesn't have a thing to do with Sabbath day. That's just getting tired. Let's see what Mark says. All right, Mark, what do you say?
I thought it was moral because ceremonial and civil commandments give you directions on how, when, and where to do things. And that law doesn't.
Sabbath day is not how and or when
to
do things?
It doesn't say.
In other words, you're saying like Barbara, you can choose Wednesday to be your Sabbath day. Doesn't tell you when the Sabbath day is, but y'all got to have one sometime. Wear yourself out. Come on, Mark. What do you mean? What do you mean it doesn't tell you when? It doesn't say when.
On Sabbath.
I am amazed.
It's in chapter 20, I'm telling you.
What do you think, Travis?
I don't think ceremony.
You say ceremonial because your daddy's sitting close to you.
Well, then, 15 minutes.
Why are you saying ceremonial?
Feeling.
Now he's feeling something else. Patsy. You say moral? Ellen?
I think during the law it was a very particular day and you had to do it that day.
Well, Mark says it's no time
and
given.
Now, I think you still need it. You have to have it.
You have to have the Sabbath day?
Yes. And I do.
Every afternoon?
I think it's a sin not to keep the Sabbath day. I think it's a necessary thing to have it.
So, if you work on Saturday, you're a transgressor.
But I don't do it on Saturday. I have to keep the Sabbath day.
Whenever you can. When you get to it, I'll keep your Sabbath day. Just give me a break.
I'll get 2 days quick.
It's ceremonial.
You just said moral.
No, I didn't. I said ceremonial.
You said moral.
No, it's ceremonial.
Well, you have to keep moral laws.
No, it's
you don't have to keep moral laws? Well, you have to keep the moral law today. So which one is it?
It's ceremonial.
Why? Because you got to keep it today. Well, you got to keep moral today. Well,
because it's changed. It changed the way you keep it.
That's what Token said.
It's changed the way you keep it. You have to keep it, but it's changed.
Anybody else that what do you say, John?
Well, I would say it's a ceremony of the heart.
That's what Token said. Basically. You go along with that?
Yeah. He says keep it holy.
He said keep it holy. Well, the whole thing was, the law was holy. So he's saying it's morally holy or ceremonially holy? Morally. Oh, you disagree with your husband. Did you say moral or ceremonial?
I say it's a ceremony of the heart to honor God.
Is that make it moral or a ceremonial law?
Ceremonial.
So you do disagree with your husband.
Oh, I guess I do.
This is hard work. Tim, have I asked you yet?
No.
Well, go right ahead. What do you say, Jeremiah?
Ceremonial.
What do you say, Tim? Make up your own mind. Don't listen to him.
I would say ceremonial.
Why?
I had a good argument to.
You're confused? How could you be confused with all this help? Are you just now beginning to think about it? You got a lot of different opinions too. Well, what do you think, Donna? Where'd Donna go? I was on my way to talk to her. She's gone. I thought she saw me coming. What do you say, Donna?
Ceremonial.
Donna says ceremonial, and she means it. What makes it ceremonial? Tell everybody.
Well, I can give a clue first.
Are you trying to? Go ahead. She's going to give you a clue.
February 20th. When you prayed for me, there was a rest that came, and it wasn't a Saturday. There was a rest, very deep.
What does that have to do with God saying thou shalt keep the Sabbath day?
It's spiritual.
So you think he's changed it into spiritual, and that makes it ceremonial. Mm-hmm. What do you think, RJ?
I think it is moral.
Why?
I agree with Wendell. I think initially it was a mode of conduct on how you treat other people and your servants and your cattle, that you give them a day of rest. So it's the way that you treat other people, which would be a moral conduct.
But it's a certain day. Amy, have I asked you anything yet? But now, if it is a moral commandment, then you only have to treat people that way once a week. because it was a specified time. So you think it's moral? So once a week you're going to treat people right? Well, tell me why you think it's moral.
I think it's moral because it's not a day of worship.
Because it doesn't have anything to do with worship.
Are we supposed to treat every day as if it's the Sabbath today?
Oh, not according to RJ.
So it is ceremonial because
we aren't doing
it every day as it's the Sabbath.
What,
Rob?
I said it's moral because you keep the Sabbath every day. Just like you can have communion every day.
That wasn't the commandment of God that he gave to Israel. God gave the commandment to Israel to keep the Sabbath day once a week. Is that commandment ceremonial or moral?
You told us before that the
Sabbath day. Wait, let's listen to this. Speak up.
You told us before that the Sabbath didn't have anything to do with religion. It had to do with rest.
Didn't have anything to do with religion.
Yeah, I mean, it did not have anything to do with a religious ceremony. It had to do with rest.
I didn't say that. I said it didn't have anything to do with the worship.
A day of worship.
It wasn't a day of worship.
A day of rest.
There were some Sabbaths that were days of worship, that like Yom Kippur and those kind of things. But the weekly Sabbath was not a day of worship. Sandy, if I ask you, you and Betty tell me now. What do you say?
Well, it sounds like you're leaning towards ceremony.
All right. How do I sound now?
I think it's moral because I know what you just said, and that stuff right here about, you know, the one day a week, and we're not locked into that because the Lord said, you know,
actually, there were about 59 Sabbath days in a year. One every week, and then there were about six or seven more added in there.
Took all that, put it on the inside. Therefore, I can rest any day of the week I want to.
Oh, and when you get off work.
But I can rest in the Lord any time that I want to.
So what is it?
Well, that's not a ceremony to me because ceremonies are a lot of work. And the Lord says it's a day of rest.
You following this, Al?
Sacrificing and all that kind of stuff, that's a lot of work. So I just figure that I can rest anytime I want to.
Wait, Betty, you gotta have a chance here. Moral. You say moral too? Why?
Because
I hope it's not for the same reason she said.
No, for the Old Testament. It's just for the Old Testament. I mean, the old, if you give them a rest, so it's a moral commandment.
The moral. Let me go over this again.
Honestly.
Moral. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
So you said it's just for the Old Testament,
no.
So therefore it's moral.
No,
I don't get that. Go ahead.
It confuses me about what you were talking about, just the Old Testament, or can it go through all the way to the New Testament? One of the commandments you're talking about goes from the Old all the way through to the New. It would be ceremonial now. The Sabbath, you keep the Sabbath spiritually then. But it's moral now. No, but it could be both.
I'll come back to y'all later.
I was going to say ceremonial.
I understand. It's all right. Shake it off. What do you say, Bob?
I'd like to change to ceremony.
Jim, are you still hanging around the? Yeah.
It did specify a particular day to how to conduct one, and that is intertangled in with how to worship.
Not according to Mark. Barbara, whenever you get tired,
now,
take a Sabbath.
Now, it is in spirit only, and it's not confined to a day, but the commandment was for observe the Sabbath day, not...
What about the Sabbath year? Well, now, Mark and Barbara would go for that.
It is
a whole year.
So if you look at the chart here, it's the only one that we've got that says impaired only.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yes.
How can it be ceremonial when it was never ceremonial to begin with?
I just think you should have been a lawyer. Well, that's the question. Was it ceremonial to begin with? That's your answer. You got any thoughts on this, Chris? What thoughts do you have?
All the people that say ceremonial
Are you hearing Chris? He said, Chris said, all the people who say ceremonial have good answers in their eyes. So are you going along with the eyes? The eyes have it. Man, Sarah, have I asked you anything? You said moral. Oh, I asked you yet? You said moral. That's your first answer. Last answer. Well, I know that. Yeah. Jesus said he didn't come to do away with them. He came to fulfill them. Fulfill them. Caroline, way in the back. What do you say? Well, let me come back there so I can hear you, and then I'll translate. What?
Well, I was thinking ceremonial.
Caroline says ceremony. How many people have said ceremonial? Jim, you can't raise your hand no matter what you think.
I changed my mind. I just figured it out. Hold on.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. Let me get over here so now I can hear you. You changed your mind.
I changed to ceremonial.
And you changed yours to moral.
Because this is, was the commandment to keep the Sabbath day as ceremonial moral law. We're talking about back then, right?
Well, you didn't say anything to her, Betty? Okay. All right, Barbara, what's your question? In Genesis chapter 2.
There's your answer.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see.
What is it?
Moral.
Now, why does Genesis chapter 2 make it moral?
Because it wasn't implemented with any part of the ceremonial law.
All right, let me ask you this. When was circumcision implemented? Genesis chapter 17. Wasn't implemented with anything to do with the ceremonial laws of Israel. Was that a ceremony, or was circumcision a ceremony?
Yes, it was a ceremony. It was part of the worship towards God. The Sabbath day was not...
Circumcision wasn't an act of worship. Circumcision wasn't anything to do with worship.
Well, it says next to remember.
It qualifies you for it.
Right.
What?
Well, it says in Exodus 20, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
So if it has to do with memory, it makes it...
But it takes them back to Genesis and says, remember what I said in Genesis, I'm saying in Exodus.
You hear that?
I was listening to
Eli. That is a pretty good point for what you said there, Terry.
He says in Exodus 20, that's right along with the Ten Commandments.
Read it again, she missed it.
And it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor.
He don't need to read the rest of it.
He's repeating himself, but yet he's still doing it in the context of the law, the Ten Commandments and the law.
Same way he could say, remember circumcision. Is that what you're saying? Say yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's right.
You're just bringing it under the law. That's all. Elijah, have not I asked you yet? I thought I'd ask you to start with. What do you say?
Moral.
You say moral?
Yes.
Why?
Because I feel that way.
Oh, no. What thoughts are you having?
I think it's moral.
Why? Because you just feel that way.
Because his mama.
Because his mama says so. Who else in here is not having...
Actually, he felt that way in the very beginning.
You've been that way like a rock. Mm-hmm. Jim, pay attention to this now. Who else? Is it not... Jamie, you got any thoughts on this?
Well, from the beginning, I thought it was moral.
You thought it was moral from the beginning.
From the very first, when we asked the question.
But now...
I still think it's moral.
Oh, okay.
She needs to be a lawyer. Yeah.
Who else? Anybody else? Huh?
Aaron.
Aaron.
I think it's ceremony.
You think it's ceremony just like Travis?
Not like his father.
What about him? What? Why? Why do you think this?
I think because it's something God said to keep. I just think it's ceremony.
Okay, you can just think that. That's fine. I didn't. I waited to the last to ask some people because I felt sure they would know. I'm amazed. I waited last to ask Lynn because I thought for sure she would remember. Who? I thought I'd already asked. Maybe it was a different question. I'll hold you till last. I got a lot of confidence in your answer. What do you say there, James Randall?
Well, it's kind of confusing. It's like in football. The offense. It's like the offense is over here doing their play, but then the defense fights back.
Yeah.
And then the other team's over here fighting, and then the defense fights back.
Sometimes you get a first down, and sometimes you don't.
So it's kind of confusing me between which one is right, but I have to go with
moral. You got to go with moral. What did you say, Randall? You said moral?
Yeah.
And Doris said moral? You said moral, a whole moral family. Glenn, I haven't asked you yet either, have I?
No, I was hoping you wouldn't.
Why not be honest about it?
I put off you and a few other people. I thought maybe I put you off because I had so much confidence you would know the answer just like that.
Well, I have to go with the moral because it has nothing to do with the worship, how you worship or what God said about worship.
Who? Well, I thought sure. Cliff, I've already talked to him, hadn't I? Was it a different? I'm getting mixed up earlier questions. No. What do you say, Cliff? You say more, that's what you said. And I didn't ask Jimmy because I felt sure he would remember, too. Jimmy, Lynn, torn between you. Jimmy, you go first.
For us to keep it on the 6 days.
Jimmy says definitely ceremonial because it's a certain day, Mark. Barbara. Lynn, tell them what the answer is.
I think it's ceremonial.
Oh, no.
At first, I really was convinced it was moral.
Willis. What is the next question, Jim? Read it out loud.
Concerning tithes and offerings, is ceremonial or moral law?
Yeah. What do you say?
I say it's ceremonial.
You say it's ceremonial. I don't know, Wendell. Hold on a second here. Hold on a second here. Are you feeling dizzy again, Jim? But why? Why are you still doing it in the flesh instead of just spiritual? What makes it a moral law or ceremonial or whatever, wherever you are right now? I forgot. What is it about that commandment that makes it whatever it is?
Because it was a law that Jesus didn't change from fleshly to spirit.
Well, that's begging the question, though. Did he change it? And we just missed it. What is it about the law that makes it whatever it is? We know what we know. We know that the Sabbath day is a ceremonial law because it's a specific day that no longer we have to obey and keep the way they did in the Old Testament. We can work on it just like James said way back in the beginning. That was one of the best answers I ever heard. If it's a moral commandment, James said, to keep the Sabbath day, then you're sinning if you do any work on Saturday. I thought that would convince everybody, and I think it's just, phew, that was a great answer. Great answer. That's why I didn't even ask Lynn, because I figured, boy, she's taught him well. Just kidding. Best answer, James. I mean, just like Jimmy said right there at the end, same thing. If it's a moral law, then you can't work on that day. You can't paint. You can't saw lumber. You can't dig stumps. You can't do anything.
Nothing.
You couldn't cook. It was forbidden to cook in the wilderness on the Sabbath day because it had to be sanctified to the Lord. Now instead of sanctifying things, he sanctifies people. And whatever you do can be holy because it's the will of God. Now, as far as the tithes and offerings, what do you say, Bess? What is it about the commandment for tithes and offerings that makes it whatever it is? What is it? Jim says it is a ceremonial law and or a moral law. No, what'd you say?
Moral.
He says moral. What do you say, Bess? You're confused?
I need to let my brain take in the definition of ceremonial and moral.
What is the definition of ceremonial?
That pertains to the Torah and days that are set apart by God.
Days and times, like years.
And moral law is things that are issues of the heart.
Well, I'd say how to live, how to conduct yourself with people. God.
Moral law stay the same all the way.
Right. No changes.
So it's high confidence.
Why has it not changed if it hasn't? What is it about it that makes it a moral law, if you think that's what it is? What moral commandment? This is the key to it. What moral commandment do you break if you don't bring tithes and offerings to God? This is for Bess. Yeah. They're all connected. Debbie? You think it's moral too? Why? Just because we pay tithes and offerings around here? Well, all of this ought to be in our heart. Even the no on the civil, we ought to have it in our heart to be thankful for whatever government's out there. Being a matter of the heart is irrelevant. It's all a matter of the heart. Mark, can you help us? Why?
If you don't pay tithes and offerings, then you're breaking the commandment, thou shalt not steal.
That's the whole point. And how do we know we're breaking that commandment? What, Glenn?
We're robbing God.
Who says we're robbing God?
You are if you're not paying.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying, how do you know you're robbing God if you don't pay tithes and offerings? Mark says if we don't pay tithes and offerings, we're breaking the commandment, thou shalt not steal, which is clearly a moral commandment. You're saying we're robbing God. I ask you why, and you say, I know we're robbing God.
Malachi.
Now we're getting somewhere. What does it say in Malachi? Find it and read it to us. Malachi chapter 3, I think it is. What verse? What verse, Glenn?
Right here, verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be...
I think you need to start at verse 8.
Okay. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have ye robbed thee? In tithes and offerings.
So if you don't pay and bring tithes and offerings, you're a thief and a robber. Thief. What?
This whole nation. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation.
Yeah, all God's people drifted away from understanding that you always have enough money to bring tithes and offerings to God. What did Paul say earlier in chapter 13 in Romans that we read about taxes? Romans 13. He called it tribute. That's basically what it is. Let me see that. Romans 13, verse 6. For this cause pay ye tribute, which is taxes also. For the government officials are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing, governing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to custom, etc. God has instituted earthly governments for the government of the world. God has instituted church government for the blessing of the church. And you render tribute to God's ministers in the government. You render tribute in the form of taxes to the government, tribute in the form of tithes and offerings to the church's government. And that's just reasonable. I like what Brother Jimmy used to say about that. He said God's children who refused to obey God and bring tithes and offerings in were just freeloaders, undermining the government of God. Come and eat the food, enjoy the blessings, go somewhere else. Come and rob what God, take advantage of the workers of God. You think it's moral? Good. After that sermon, I was hoping so. Now, what do you got to say, Jimmy?
This one in Hebrews, when I like it.
Hebrews?
7 and 8.
Chapter 7, verse 8.
And here men that died received tithes, but there he received him, of whom it is witnessed that he lived.
Right.
So you can't really spiritualize it, but here men, he's anointed men, the Jew, to receive them, and whenever they do, then he puts that down on your record as him.
Him receiving them. Here men that die receive tithes, but there he receives them. I went through all this years ago. I cannot find a way to make tithes and offerings a ceremonial law. I can't do it. Not when Paul's teaching what he's teaching. The book of Hebrews teaching what he's teaching. And Paul may have written that. I can't do it.
Abraham did something before the law.
Yeah. Well, Abraham circumcised before the law too. That's a ceremonial law.
And how did Abraham know to do it?
How did Abraham know to do tithes and offerings? I don't know.
You know, God told him about the circumcision.
Yeah, God gave him that commandment. I don't know how he knew. It must have been something in the heart. What's that?
The law was added for the transgression because they got away from thinking right.
Yeah, the law was added so that people would know what was right and wrong.
Abraham and him, I think they got a heart to know that.
Joseph?
And along the way, it just kind of drifted off. Way off track, and it got so bad that God had to.
Right. God had to write it down for the people who didn't want to obey it. So now we come to an extremely important point. Then we may be finished for this time. And that's this right here. And we'll see how this works into your thinking on Sabbath day. Paul said, our salvation is no longer dependent upon works of the law, right? This is his phrase. Works of the law. And every time Paul said salvation is not of works, he said works of the law, except for one in Ephesians chapter 2, and Christian ministers have made a heyday of that to tell people that nothing you do counts. You don't have to obey the moral laws anymore. You don't have to do the will of God anymore. That's not what Paul meant, and the Ephesians understood that. They were under pressure by Jewish believers to say they still had to continue in the Sabbath days, and they still had to continue with the circumcision in the flesh, and all of that, all those other things in the flesh. But that's works of the law. These things right here, this is works of the law, not that. Ceremonial rituals are works of the law, and they have nothing to do with whether you're going to be saved or lost anymore. What? Feast days, whatever. Holy days, all of it, works of the law. So that now he's that's his gospel to the Gentiles. It doesn't matter with God if you've been circumcised in the flesh or not. It doesn't matter with God if you work on Saturdays. It doesn't matter with God if you offer animal sacrifices, except he doesn't want it. He didn't want it anymore. But none of those things contribute to your salvation. It doesn't matter to God whether your physical body has been dunked under a physical body of water. It's irrelevant. It means nothing. That's a ceremony. A ceremony God gave to Israel through John the Baptist to introduce their Messiah to them. Not to introduce Christ to you Gentiles, but to the Jews. That was a work of the law. See if I can think of Passover, same thing. Christ has become our Passover. He made it spiritual. These are the four things that make something a work of the law. See if I can remember. It has to be given from God. Men cannot invent a work of the law and have it have anything to do with what Paul was talking about. It has to be from God for men to do or make. And all four of these are in the book, Spiritual Light, on the chapter on salvation and works. It has to have been in effect during the law, of course. During the time of the law. Time of the law. I can't think of what these four are. Has to be. When I say the word ceremonial, don't narrow your mind down to just a ceremony. Think about physical. I'm going to put ceremonial in nature. There's another one too. Oh, I know what it is. It represented a spiritual reality fulfilled in Christ, of course. If it's missing any of these things, it's not a work of the law. Has to be from God for us to do or make. Had to be in effect during the law. It could have been started before the law, like circumcision or Sabbath day or anything else. Had to be ceremonial in nature. That's physical, in the flesh, a specific time, a specific place to do whatever God said do. And it had to represent a spiritual reality that we have now in Christ. And you see, the Sabbath day was given from God for us to do during the time of the law. Ceremonial nature means it is in the flesh instead of in the spirit. It represented a spiritual reality, which is life in the spirit is what it represents. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest." That's the Sabbath. This is where we are. Works of the law.
I got a question.
All right.
If this person who belongs to the Lord had employees.
Okay. At what time?
Now. That time in history. Would he be required to let them off one day a week?
Absolutely not.
In other words, he can work for 7 days a week and have death.
Yeah. Well, he can if he wants to.
And there's nothing in the law that says you can't.
Mm-mm. We're not under the law.
Well, then that moral law doesn't exist.
What moral law? The Sabbath day? It never was a moral law. It's a ceremonial law.
But if God gave it with the intent not to work people to death, doesn't it still exist?
Uh-uh.
So
Not for one day a week.
God changed it. He doesn't
I'm saying God changed a whole lot of things. God didn't change. He changed the command. He changed the form of the commandment.
It still exists, though.
What?
Don't you think God still would want people to let him rest?
Yes.
Okay. Then it still exists.
No, not the commandment to keep the Sabbath day doesn't. If it does, then you're doing evil by cooking your meals on a Sabbath day.
The intent, see, this is the thing I'm talking about. It's the intent of the law, not the specific day. The intent of the law was to give people a day of rest. I don't think the fact that it was happened to be on a particular day was that was God's intent.
Yes, it was. It was God's intent for them not to work on that day.
He picked that day. That's true, but the intent of the law was to make me...
He didn't flip a coin and pick it. He had a purpose.
The intent of the law was to make sure men give people a day of rest.
The intent of the moral laws was to make sure that men could have their own wives to themselves. The intent of the civil law was that people could have rest so they have government and peace in the community. The intent of the whole law was to give people rest from evil. That doesn't mean that those kinds of laws don't exist.
So you're saying now that if I have a group of employees, I'm not obligated to let them have a day off in 7 days of work?
Not by that commandment. To keep the Sabbath day has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Then it's changed its meaning. Because
it hasn't changed.
The intent of the law was to let people rest.
The whole law was to let people give people rest.
It says so in the scripture, was to let men rest.
Absolutely. A day.
Right. That was the intent.
A day that God chose.
Correct.
Now you have...
I'm saying if it's in the spirit now, I'm asking this question. Even though it's not a specific day, a person following the spirit now, would he let a person have a day off?
If he needed it. Might let him have two. And that would break the commandment that you're saying still is in effect.
No. He didn't say you couldn't let him have more than one. He said let him have one.
That's right, but if you let them have two and try to make that holy to the Lord, you're doing wrong. I'm going to stick where God is. He said there's Sabbath day, keep it holy. And he told you how to keep it holy.
Right, let people rest.
No. That's a small part of keeping it holy. He said you could not pick up sticks on the Sabbath day. He said you could not cook on the Sabbath day. Now, do you do that?
No.
You call that running and hiding or what? Do you cook on the Sabbath day?
Yes, I do.
You're sinning then, according to your doctrine.
Well, the thing that helped me to really see where I was wrong was just really understand, really completely understand that the moral laws don't change from before, during, or after. They stay exactly the same. That just answers it for me.
I think the error in my thinking is that somehow or another I'm attaching ceremonial and worship.
Well, 100% of the worship of Israel was ceremonial.
And somehow or another, to me, that wasn't ceremony because it didn't have anything to do with worship. And I think that's why I'm having a hard time plugging.
Well, what about the holy days, Wendell?
Well, to me, I've always thought of them as having something to do with worship. I guess they didn't, but I've always thought of them that way.
Well, they didn't. All the Sabbaths were rest. But they were still ceremonial in nature because they were restricted to a specific time with instructions as to what it meant to keep it holy. How to keep it holy. How to dedicate it to God. How to please Him with it. And the fact that He didn't require anything but just to rest may throw us off. Because that's all He wants.
John, there are people out there that do think that is a moral law.
Oh, really? Wow! How could they do that?
Such as the Amish. You have Christian sects that would consider that a moral law.
I said that myself. There's a Seventh-day Adventist.
Now, in all honesty, now I wasn't thinking of it in terms of a specific day. Now.
That's the only thing it was a specific day.
But I was thinking of it in terms that God did want people to let people rest.
Well, He still does.
I know that.
But that's not the commandment keeping the Sabbath day holy.
If it's a moral law, none of us are living it.
If it's a moral law, we're all transgressors.
Even Jesus.
Even Jesus is a sinner if it's in the... Well, I don't know. Now, Jesus now, yeah. But while he was alive on earth, he kept Sabbath day.
Well, he said it was okay to do good on the Sabbath. Picking up sticks was good if we ought to do.
God said no sticks.
Well...
He stoned Moses stoned a man to death for picking up sticks on the Sabbath.
But I mean doing something. Jesus said it was okay to do good on the Sabbath.
Yeah, it's toward people. Healing them. That's what he was talking about.
You could
have told Moses, I think picking up sticks is good, Moses.
Well, you know what I mean. I didn't particularly mean the sticks part, but I mean.
But God did. God did. God meant no sticks.
Well, he knew why they were picking. They weren't picking up the sticks to do good.
Well, why were they cooking?
I mean, that was something they could have done before.
Yes. All right, say it and let me see if you're understanding it.
Is the moral, the action, and the intent still is the same, and the ceremonial is just the intent is the same? That's the only thing that carried over was...
Yeah, I'd say the intent of the heart to please God would be the same all the way through with all of it.
But the moral carries the action through.
Mm-hmm. You don't continue the ceremonial actions in the New Testament. That's what's changed. The actions have changed. The rules have changed. The definition has changed of what is a ceremonial law in the New Testament.
Putting it in a layman's term for Wendell, it's kind of like the inspector coming to your house to inspect the new building. He doesn't inspect it on intent, what you may do in that house. It's on what the statutes say.
Right.
And that's what you're saying. That's where it's at. The intent behind it was one thing. You can't go by what the intent was.
Mm-mm. Not if you're going to decide what's ceremonial.
What the statutes of the law are is what the inspector has to go by.
Right.
And the Spirit goes to the next one, the next level, the intent of the law. The Spirit carries it to the next level.
Yeah, so we're not under the law anymore.
So the Spirit carries it to
but
the
under
next
grace.
Level. What the intent of the law was.
The commandment to keep the Sabbath day was a specific act that God required for a specific day, and you know that's not in effect now.
Not specific. I see what you mean. Specific day and a specific time. I think I was thinking it's still in effect, but it's not.
It is in the spirit.
Yeah, but it's not a certain day. I don't know why I couldn't see it not being more. I don't know why I got that confused. I really don't know.
Well, you got a lot of company.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to do about that.
Now, Rob, it's in the same chapter as Thou Shalt Not Steal.
I didn't know about that. That's real cute.
Everybody clear on this? What about baptism? Debbie Watkins. Jesus said, unless you're baptized, you won't even be saved in the end.
That's true.
They say the baptism thing. The only two baptisms God ever ordained were John the Baptist and Jesus's. That's all. He never baptized. God has never ordained any Christian baptism. It doesn't exist in the Bible. You got John the Baptist baptism with the message to get ready for the one coming. Then you got the baptism from the one coming.
Specifically Jews. That always happens.
Jews.
Because most people, after years, a lot of people didn't know the difference between Jews and Gentiles.
Yeah, I know.
That seems kind of humorous to us now. But you'd be surprised the way people think with Acts 2:38 and all that other stuff, that people can't make the dividing line between the circumcised and uncircumcised.
I need to redo this right here, Jimmy, based on what you're saying. It was from God for Jews to do or to make.
Over and over and over again. Because John the Baptist, as you said earlier, never would have baptized a Gentile.
No, John would never have baptized a Gentile.
And the law was never given to the Gentiles. It was given specifically. So it was the baptism of the Jews, and it was the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the Jews and the Gentiles.
Right. This is the whole, this is Paul's gospel that I'm trying to explain to you. From God for the Jews to do or make. Let's take baptism. God gave John the Baptist baptism for the Jews to perform instead of make. I say make because when they built an altar at the tabernacle, that was to make instead of just to do. It was during the time of the law, before the Holy Ghost came, ceremonial in nature, even though it wasn't at the tabernacle, it was down at the river, but it was something they had to go through in a ritual toward God. And it represented something that John the Baptist said Jesus would bring. Well, when we get here, where Jesus is, we don't need this other stuff. We don't need these ceremonies that led us to this. Paul said the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to the reality. Bring us to the spiritual reality. So we don't have to go backwards and start performing ceremonies that were supposed to get us to where we are already. It's like Billy Highfield said one time, the Jews had to climb up through this briary, thorny mountain, and they scratched themselves up and they were torn all to pieces. But when the Jews who climbed through those ceremonies up to the top of the mountain and received the Holy Ghost then were provoked to jealousy when God brought us Gentiles with a helicopter and dropped us there. We didn't have to climb up through all that stuff.